Learn Masechta Ksuvim Paragimel Paragimel Mishnah Yud Paragimel Mishnah Yud Itfelo Mishnah of the Kaveres. The Kaveres Dvarim is a beehive perforation. Kaveres El Biyam Dvar Hamanachas Lagavi Karaka. You have a Kaveres Yam that is Mechal Karaka Beinim Mechuberes Baba. You have a beehive that is on the ground and it's not attached to the ground. Okay, the Einim Mechuberes Baba. There's no cement.
Right.
So what is Halacha Rebbelezer? Rebbelezer Oimeh Harehi Kikaruka.
Why would you want to put a beehive in cement?
It's not. It's not Mechuberes. Why do you want to attach to the
roof? Why would you have it? Yeah.
You don't want her to steal it. Okay, you don't want her to steal it. This is where they make this is where they make the honey. It's all
the money.
This is where all the shluchim is.
This is all the money.
Chalas and Rash, Asuya, it's Medunas, Shemach, Rishois, Hadavarim, Rusech, Achalas, Nimsad Rash. This is called the Chalas Drash. Okay, this is the Chalas Drash.
This is the Shulchan.
Two.
It's like we learned yesterday.
Kaveres, he, flea, ogul, it's round. Oyog, Mikonin, it is made from wheat, from leaves. Upasuach milamala, it's open on top. Viesh lo karka, viesh lo karka is the bottom. There's a bottom that's also made from weeds. Barehu kli eitsh also sheyesh lo beis kibul mukabul from its
own weeds. Who makes this? A person makes this?
Yes, a person makes this.
They
person
make it bees.
So bees can come there. They can sell there, okay?
They make like a wicker basket?
Yes, so obviously this is it. This picture. You know it's not from this picture. Now over here, we have over here a round thing. It has over here a bottom. It has a base. It has a karka. What? And has three different shelves. There are three shelves. Okay.
That's called the Kaveres Dvarim.
That is called what? This is called Kaveres. When we read Kaveres, 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 Kaveres. Kaveres means a BR. We have this list we were just in the daf about a Badir. The Gemara spoke from the Kaveres was the fact that it's perforated. There are holes. Okay, so we have Kaveres. We have a
Kaveres.
Kaveres means a beehive. A kaveres means a beehive.
But this is what he made. He made the wicker basket.
That's right. And inside, he made a round.
Inside is the wicker. Is the wicker? The
bees inside? No, they don't. Bees make the honey.
Bees make it. No,
they don't. No.
Okay. Anyway, kaveres is very Rabbi Elazar.
And what's called? So this was Allah. The kaveres is the beehive. Kaveres dvarim hamamunachas lagavikarka beinim mechuberes kibul. It's not attached to the ground. It is not permanently attached to the ground.
Not cemented.
If you have a beehive, it's good enough.
It's like karka.
As long as it's attached to the ground, it's not going to be a karka. You take it out of this location. Next, we take off the chalas dvash. It's toilish mina karka. Since attached to the ground, if you take out the chalas, these round things, that's toilish mina karka. And the chiv mulach of koitza, of soitza, soitza binyu. Because you only have a carbon when it's b'shoigeg. It was done b'meiz. You have done b'meiz. It's the chiv misa.
Yeah. What did he do? Which thing did he do wrong?
Talisha. It's like cutting off a branch from a tree on Shabbos. Because it's mechubel karka.
Good. Kaveres.
Okay.
B'Shabbos chalas dvash from the kaveres.
Now Roy did the Shabbos chalas from the Shabbos chalas b'shoigeg.
Chalas semach from the karka. It's custom.
The yipol oisay b'yaris dvash. It's called the yar. the David, when he dipped his stick in the yar, in the forest of Dvash. It's compared. It's compared to
the Irish Rebbe Lezer. We can't.
Rebbe Yonason. Rebbe
Yonason Neibshus. The
yar of Dvash. Oh, Vayipulay Sabi Yar of Dvash. All of a sudden, so you're bucking in the ultimate Jewish.
Yeah,
Yonason Neibshus. The Mamish the Jewish.
The Rebbe Rebbe
Yonason. All of a sudden, you.
The Rebbe Rebbe Yonason. Everybody.
When I say Jewish, you go, Mamish, oh, my eyes
every young yeshiva bucket knows the Rebbe Rebbe Yonason.
Where are Yahweh Emden?
I'm talking about the Rebbe Rebbe Yonason. You're talking about Rebbe Yahweh Emden. All you want is Machlaikis. B'shai Geng, all you want to talk about is Machlaikis.
Weet wel eens over de jaren van Hash, de jaren van de Khan, na jaren, het hoogste in Bishav schrijft gaat, dus af de was, af de was, de kabinet, de was, de kabinet, de kabinet, de Bishav schrijft gaat, dus na ga ga min, mooi min, in een kakako, het snakke kakako, in een kakako, in een kakako, in een kakako, it's a utensil. In Kaisel, dat Peruz wil, zou ik.
Ede kakako, in een gewoon snakkako.
Not karka, okay?
Oh, it's like a
cleat.
It's a cleat. Ain't kosher by Prisbel.
You know
what Prisbel is, right? Ain't kosher by Prisbel, karka, kamashis, tuma,
limukaima, I feel limukaima, yuchal,
I write them in the Shabbos part,
also leaders of the Russian Jewish, also the Bible. Okay?
From what do you call the
other? Katsa
al
Katsa. You're using the Kavaris, the Kavaris, the Kavaris, the Ooh, it's that
hash. Have a look about it. Have
a look about it. Ah.
Always, the stuff at the bottom is always the best.
Then it's like
it's...
Let's say it's on Yesedos. Here the Yesedos. Let's say it's on Yesedos.
He says that also. What does he say?
Let's say, Avol, Imhi, Menachas, Avol, Imhi, Menachas,
Agabi.
Avol, Imhi, Menachas, Agabi. Avol, Imhi, Menachas, Agabi. Avol, Imhi, Menachas, Agabi. Avol, Imhi, Menachas,
Agabi.
Avol, Imhi, Menachas, Agabi. Okay. Let's see which one.
We learned the whole Mishnah
weiter.
You want sharing it, or you want to maybe keep it all the way on the other end so I can't see it?
I'm selfish.
It's all about you. All about you.
The Mesech has machshidin shaninu shadvash the vodim he mishivas hamashkim. Yeah, dvash of bees.
Is
the seven liquids, the seven liquids, you only liquid. If dvash is in its hometown,
yeah,
it's in the oichel.
It doesn't need what oichel needs machshirin.
A fruit needs machshirin. Why? Mashke does not require heksha. Mashke, not only does not require heksha, it is the heksha.
It said oichel. Oichel doesn't need
heksha. No. Oichel needs heksha.
It doesn't say that here. It says that the oichel, as long as it has a din oichel, it doesn't need heksha.
It does need.
Read.
Dvash kavartu mitam mitumas oichelim, tumas oichelim, shloi b'machshava. You don't need to have kavana that I want to eat it. But it's called an oichel. And oichel needs heksha.
Right.
It's a food, but and right. Therefore, the point is that you do not need to have kavana. When it's an oichel, what is halacha oichel? You need
a heksha.
You need heksha.
So it's saying it doesn't need heksha.
But once you take it out of the kaveres,
kol zman shadvash bekaveres, dina ka oichel v'lo kamash.
We can't. Don't even say. Don't even say. What point in time now shadvash kamashke?
Maybe.
When does the transition from an oichel
solid
to a mashke? Then call mashke. No one's nafkamina. Nafmina is that the tumah touches, let's say a sheni touches.
Can we let the Mishnah talk?
Afili geshmegim b'shem l'tumah. If a sheni touches the mask, what happens?
Usually, you mean usually not nothing.
It becomes a rishon. That's a special halacha. If a sheni touches an apple, a food that's wet and had kavana, does the apple become a
nothing? No, only if it's wet.
Only it is wet.
Only mashke.
Only mashke. None does not become the mashke goes up. The sheni touches the mask, the mask goes up to a rishon. Misha yicharcher. What does that word mean? Yes, for us, misha yishoein lahavriach es hadvarim. Smoke. When you smoke it out. Do you ever see the pictures, the videos, how they go and they take bees out of a hive? They have smoke. Smoke is the tool of misha yishoein lahavriach es hadvarim in a menakaveres. Shneir kilu mecharcher riv, you are mecharcher, you are instigating a quarrel in hadvarim. Mishichacha means instigation. When a person begins to instigate, when you come with your smoke tool to smoke out the bees, that's when it now automatically the honey inside becomes a mashka. Okay, smoking. You use smoke in order to
get rid of them.
To move them around. When you come with smoke tools,
scared of smoke.
They're scared of smoke. They become paralyzed. They don't bite. They don't sting. They don't do any harm. You have to come with smoke.
That's something good to know.
So when the beekeeper comes to take out the hives, if he goes with his bare hands and tries to take out the hive and the beehive, all the bees will sting him.
Right.
So how does he protect himself? He comes with a piece of wood. He puts it in fire and then he blows it from the smoke. And he comes, he puts the smoke by the beehive, they all run away. They all disarm.
They're scared.
He disarms them. He's like radar, he disarms them. Some say mishichah doesn't mean smoke, it means when you heat up. It's very hard, it's sticky, it's gooey. It's very hard to detach the
to get the honey out. So you got to heat it up.
To get the challahs, those zakas, right? So you have to go and you have to heat them. Next thing, some say, here's a question from Mishlecham, Sachal, Sotim, and Mishlecham, Rambam, about Tanura, Moses, Milosh, Nachar, Mepoach, means a blowing. What? Yes, guys, some say Mishlecham, thought, that's the wrong gear. It's not my mouth with a ches, Mishlecham, Tosatus, Mishlecham, thought. When I decide today is the day when we will remove the chalos from the kaveres. If I wake up one morning and I decide
today, that's
when the honey mashke. Inside becomes a mashke.
They still learn mishi yiras.
Okay, the Yeshil says no. It says no mishi yiras. You have to crush it. You have to take it out. It doesn't make a difference. You can think. You can smoke. You can do whatever you want. You gotta take it out.
Stuff don't come out.
You gotta take it out, and then you gotta start crushing it. You have to crush it. You have to squeeze it. A mashka can contaminate utensils, but not a food. A food can never contaminate utensils. Even the smallest amount of liquid can contaminate, whereas food you need a beitza. Dvash is an oichel, does not need a machshava because it's a food. Anything that is a food automatically is ready to go. It's ready to eat. V'yesh v'chein perisik harabam. Abu Gemara muvas kabrayis acheres. Dvash bekavarto ene loy oichel loy mash dodge. When you come with your poker, a stick, when does it change? Inside the kaveres, the honey has the status of a food. A food has a whole different set of rules. It can only become tamei from a rishon. It cannot contaminate something else. A food can only be tamei if it's only when it's a kazayis, a kibetza. A food has a lot of leniencies, but a mashke is automatically coming from the very get go. Can be mitamei in a mashahu. and does not need a, it's a different set of rules. It's a rishon. A mashke, even if it becomes kind of with a sheni, becomes a rishon. And this mashke can in turn contaminate the utensil.
The shaman
says, when does it become a mashke? When is the transition point from a solid to a liquid in halacha? Either it means when you come with smoke to smoke out the bees so they should not sting you, or it means when you warm up the chalas so you can dislodge them from the hive, or it means don't negotiate a ches, negotiate with the hay, you should har hair. When you have a thought in your mind, a thought comes into your mind that today is my big day. Today is the big day we're going to take the chalas.
You have to crush it.
Let's see the pictures. A lot of nice pictures over here.
Rasek means when you crush it.
When you crush it. Okay? Over here, and you take it out. This is easy, right? Okay, here we go. Here's smoke. All nice pictures over here. As long as the dvash is in the chalos, it's called an oichel. It's an oichel. It becomes a rishon. Not like this, it becomes the most, it becomes a rishon. This becomes a rishon. Base, the kabbal tumma, the kol shu. Even the smallest man is the kabbal tumma. And the time of him, the kol shu. It in turn can be machshu. When, at what point in time, the Shammai says, Mishi yicharcher, beisom, mishi yirasek. The charcher mala oshon. It's a smoke. When you smoke, you smoke them out, the bees, they run away, You take out the thing, you heat it up, and that softens it, so you can take out the cake. You mean you put it into the pot. Just putting it into the pot where it will be heated, that already is his mom when it's called a master. Then he says no. He still says yes, even the rasik. You see, he crushed, he took it and he broke it into pieces. You see, it's one big piece, here it's broken into little pieces. The rasik is called a dvash. A dvash is you have to break into pieces and then the honey flows. But it's still the rak, the shosh, the rasik is called a dvash. At this stage, okay? Up to Mishnah Yud Beis, the last Mishnah. How do you like that? No one has that? One more Mishnah. A very long Mishnah. Yud Beis. No, it's too late. All right? We're going to 18 minutes and 29 seconds.